Hello, everyone. We've got 2 minutes before we officially start. It's okay. No, nobody panic and nobody start recording yet. I figure there are probably a few things worth asking before we start the recording. Who here has never used or seen Nintex workflow ever in their life? It's totally okay. About half the room. Okay, this is important. The rest of you people in the room that are somewhat familiar with some of our products, may I beg your indulgence to spend 10 minutes or so showing the people that have never seen our stuff before how our stuff works. In other words, I will be talking about new things, but I clearly cannot only talk about what's new, or half the room is going to be kind of left behind, and that wouldn't be nice. So, the rest of you guys okay with that?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. I wanted to make sure we got that off the ground before we went any further and someone said, oh, Fitzmaurice is just rehashing the old stuff. Fitzmaurice has to rehash the old stuff for very good, solid business reasons. Second thing. Okay, you've heard this plenty and seen this plenty. You know full well the network situation around here is, shall we say, challenging, right? Some of the stuff I'm going to be showing you requires interaction with the internet. If it fails and I start sounding like I'm repeating myself over and over again, I've retired using the cliche, sound like a broken record, long, that's old school. But if I seem like I'm in a loop of saying, oops, that didn't work, please, please, please believe me that it has worked before and will work again. It's just not going to work here. In fact, this room has no internet in it. The wired connection just doesn't exist. That the fine people that look after formatting the slides came down here with a USB stick to update things. So I am using a mobile device with an AT&T connection that can get LTE, but not down in this basement. And I allegedly have HSPA Plus. I am driving stuff off of HSPA Plus and praying to the demo gods that things don't go completely, completely, horribly, horribly wrong. However, if they do, I will try to compensate for it with snappy banter and vivid descriptions. At this point, making a change would be even more potentially disruptive. However, thank you for having my back. In fact, you were here earlier. Had I known this, I would have, yeah, all right. AT&T in Las Vegas is actually pretty decent. This is not New York or San Francisco. But I just don't have a strong enough signal for LTE down here in the dungeon. All right. I see people coming in. I've said this before, I'll say it again, I'm going to obey the microwave popcorn rule for another minute or two, which is normally the way you're really supposed to pop microwave popcorn is you stick it in a microwave and you keep going until 10 seconds pass between pops. That's when you know you're done. Saying 5 minutes, it depends on the microwave. So we're going to watch to see who's walking in, pop, and if more than 10 seconds go by, then I begin. Pop, two, three, pop. Oh, come on! Okay, so far, so good. Okay, he's late, but he's one of those straggler kernels at the end. Sir, you have no idea what I'm talking about, but trust me, it has nothing to do with you. I'm not making fun of anyone at your expense. All right, now would be a good time to start recording. And now, let's begin. Hello, everyone. This is SPC014 in the business track, otherwise known as Nintex, workflow for everyone in the SharePoint 2013 era. My name is Mike Fitzmaurice. I am the Vice President of Product Technology for Nintex. And I'm just going to have at it and get down to it and I promise you, I can't make this a PowerPoint-free zone, but I've gone minimalist. I don't have a lot of slides. I'm going to spend most of my time demoing, but every so often, a visual aid is not a bad thing. So, to begin, we're going to focus on the answers to two questions today. What are you doing for SharePoint 2013? In fact, these are the two questions we're getting at the booth more often than not. And what's new? You could say that part of the first thing answers the second thing, but no, they are independent questions. And the other thing is, there's an implicit question here for about half the room based on the survey we took before we started. Half of you are not familiar with our products, and that's perfectly all right. The other half of the room has consented to indulging me for a few minutes to build a workflow solution in front of you in about 10 minutes time, 15 minutes tops, to show you what Nintex Workflow is all about. What Nintex Workflow is all about is workflow for everyone. And we mean something very specific by this. We mean anyone with a good idea on how to save money or how to save time ought to be able to put that into practice. You don't have to be a trained process design professional in order to do certain kinds of workloads. But if you are, the software should scale up and do what you need to do as well. We originally built Nintex Workflow to be sort of workflow for the rest of us. As it turns out, about half of the people that use Nintex Workflow could code if they wanted to, but find it a whole lot more productive to use what we provide. Oh, thank you, sir. That's very kind of you. Now, all of that said, everyone also includes developers. Everyone includes process design professionals. Everyone also includes IT because we are based 100% on SharePoint. We exist to extend SharePoint as opposed to replace parts of it. In fact, the best thing I can do, especially since we have people in the room that have never seen Nintex Workflow, is for me to build a quick workflow application in front of you. This is not going to be brand spanking new. I do leave requests quite often when doing demos, but that's for a reason. The number one reason being everyone knows what that kind of scenario is like. So here's a calendar for a team that indicates who's going to be gone for a period of time. And here are a bunch of requests that show who's going to be gone and when and why and all that other good stuff. Let's build a workflow solution in a very, very short period of time. I'm never going to leave SharePoint. I could grab something from a template. In fact, there's one here where I could reuse another best practice. But you know, as far as I'm concerned, that's cheating. If I just grabbed a template, that's a cooking show trick. So instead, what we're going to do is start dragging and dropping from an available palette over here. Now, I want this to be self-documenting as much as I can. So instead of assign task, I'm going to say get manager permission. Send notification, that's actually fine as is. By the way, I apologize for not looking up at you very often. I'm obviously focused on the demo screen. And then finally, there are more than 100 activities. Actually, there are close to 200 activities now available with Nintex Workflow. If you know which one you want, go navigate to it directly. But if you are thinking like a hunter, just type and we'll zoom to it. There are a lot of little things in the user interface that reduce the amount of time. In fact, if you've noticed, I haven't drawn any lines yet. The choices I made between the beginning and the end of the process have essentially said, well, your process, based on the choices you're making, you've got two branches here, and it's a straight linear progression up until that point, and it'll go back to a straight line afterwards. All you have to decide is what happens here. If you know what you're doing, this saves time. If you don't know what you're doing, this helps keep you from making mistakes. Now, we need to go ahead and configure these things. So to send out a notification message, I'm going to, well, we have access to everything, claims, regular authentication, forms authentication. If you want to go look for specific individuals or groups, that's great. I myself am partial to going with business rules and context. And that's an extensible component. I'm grabbing initiator, but manager's there. You can add components for cost center manager or location or any of a number of things. So that's going there. The subject I'll build very quickly out of metadata. How about, what is it, leave type? request from, and we need the name, the display name, that is, of the initiator. That's good. And let's just say received. Don't need anything fancier than that for the moment. Now, I'm going to allow this. This could go out over email, over instant messaging, or whatever the user prefers. Nothing wrong with any of those choices. The user preference, if I decide to respect that, which I just did, means that if the user says, I like to get instant messages while I'm at work and SMS text messages when I'm at home, because this user likes being interrupted at home, great, that's how we'll do it. Other people just want email all the time. In fact, no notification is also an option if you're proactive about looking at your list of available workflow tasks. So that's all done. The warning icon is gone. We're validating the workflow in real time. Now here we need to get the permission of the manager. And in this particular scenario, let's see, under assignees, I'm going to go back to the metadata well and grab this role occupant, which is manager. This could be a direct lookup of Active Directory, or you can replace it with something that checks your HR database or what have you. I will allow this to be responded to with delegation. I can allow lazy approval to take place. That allows you to just simply reply to the notification message you get in order to complete the workflow task. And what do I want to say here? Initiator's display name is asking for, and we go back again, metadata about the item, constants that have been staged for us by IT or by the site owner, lots of inline functions. I'm not going to give you a tour of every feature. We're talking about solving a specific problem. So initiator's display name is asking for leave type from start date. Let me find start date. There it is. Until end date. All right. There we go. I can approve and reject. I can set up a custom notification message. I can even set up custom reminders. How about four reminders every 4 hours during business hours only? And we say it won't approve itself. Now, for the sake of brevity, I'm not going to format. Well, I do think it's important to do this. This is just, the task will be just called workflow task, and frankly, that's boring. Not only is it boring, it doesn't tell the person making the decision what it is they have to do. So I will say leave type request from, and then where is, again, the initiator's display name. There we go. Sounds good. The reason I did that is that over here, if you get a message saying it won't approve itself and nothing else, you're pretty much going to scratch your head and say, what do people want from me now? So I am putting in the task name and a link to the task and a description of the task and just reusing the heck out of that stuff. And in fact, I'm doing it manually here, but soon in a fairly soon update, we'll actually auto-build all of this stuff for you and let you change it after the fact. That's coming in an upcoming release. Okay, create item. There are two things wrong with this. One, it isn't configured, so we're going to put something in the leave calendar. The mandatory fields are already here, which is great. What I'm just going to do is make the calendar entry equal to the display name of the initiator. And there's start date, and here's end date. Okay, we're just about done. Oh, I know what I should do. Probably not a bad idea to tell the user what happened once it's happened. So under approve and reject, by the way, had I configured this with multiple outcomes, it would have drawn multiple lines. If I'd built in loops or state transitions or stages, we'd draw the appropriate lines. So again, you just need to fill in the blanks. I am going to change the word received here to approved. I could also go ahead and change the other one to say rejected, and then even put in what the comments were and who did the rejection. Just take it on faith that I did it. I don't want this to take too much longer because I've got new stuff to show you. But again, to show the whole story, it's probably important for me to do two things. Let's go ahead and create a Nintex form for this Nintex workflow task. And we'll build the form automatically with one click. And this is a pretty standard form. You've got the outcome that needs to be chosen, the comment, and here's a general place where we'll stick in properties, including links to go look at other stuff. This is the problem I've got. I actually don't want this to be in here. Because the problem I've got with the way it, most people do this is you get a notice saying, hey, approve this or reject this, and you have to go click somewhere else to find out what it is you're making a decision about. Those are task columns, and we've got them, but we also have all the list columns at our disposal. So why don't I just, while I'm in here, go ahead and put in who it is that wants to take the time off, put in what type of leave they're requesting, put in the start date. I'm going to be lazy and ugly about this for time. But there, this person, that kind of leave from this date till this date. You can see everything about the decision you need to make. In fact, we don't have one here. We could have the workflow go fetch your leave balance, and then that will be in a workflow variable. That's available within here. And all this stuff is read and write. In fact, let me do one other thing. Let's make a smartphone view of this exact same stuff. I had to do zero extra effort for that. And I can make specific versions for specific mobile devices. I can also make it available on the internet, but again, the connection's kind of flaky and crapping out half the time. So I won't do that. However, trust me, it's really cool when it works. Okay, let's save this. Let's come in here to workflow settings. I am going to have this execute automatically, although we can have it execute based on changes or starts based on conditions. Like, did something specific change? If so, start the workflow. If someone just changed a description, who cares? If someone changes a category or a start date, we suddenly care a lot. So I will ask for plenty of information, including the ability to put a description on the item menu. And probably it's a good idea to give the workflow a slightly better name than new workflow. I'll call it Demo 1. And let's submit this thing. Now, I know I can submit it because I got to that point. Remember, we validate the whole thing in real time. So what's happening right now is the generation of a workflow model in XML format. It's a set of instructions that SharePoint will look at, turn into, it'll just-in-time compile it, and then it'll run it in a very, very happy way. So let's go over here to the leave site, and I will go ahead and submit a new request. Whoops, you know something? I kind of want a form here too. Let's again do that 1, 2, 3 submit thing. So I'll come here to Nintex Forms. And I'm not going to do a ton of work. There's my form. There's a smartphone view of the form. Heck, I'll make specific versions for iPhone and Windows 7. And what else? You know, I don't want description to appear unless someone chooses other. So this is a new thing in the Nintex forms that is dropping next month, and it'll be in the 2013 version. A whole rules display rules engine, so you can do elaborate conditional formatting and branching logic. Now, I won't follow through on that. I'm just going to go ahead and publish this as is. I'm also not going to attempt to publish it to the cloud because, again, the internet connection is down. What happens here is with one click, we can put the form in the cloud. We have middleware that lives in Windows Azure and can host forms on your behalf. It's multi-tenant, it's secure. You can authenticate users with OAuth, or you can just allow them to be collected anonymously. All right, now let's go ahead and fill in a new item. I didn't hit OK. I clicked cancel by accident. That's fine. Let's just have at it. All right. This is external data. Our forms and our workflow have no problem with external data or managed metadata. So annual leave. Let's take all of next week off. And click save. And away we go. Just in case. One more time. All right, somewhere down here I should see a new item. There it is. And if I go ahead and refresh, I should see that demo one is running and it happens to be in progress. Now, if I would like to monitor this as it executes, I can totally do that. That's where I can launch workflows manually, but let's view workflow history. And I see for some reason something didn't work here. Ah, I bet I know what happened. I spun this up and it looks like we're not talking correctly to instant messaging. I do have a link server here. I don't know if this is a network problem. I'm going to try one more time to run this and cross my fingers. All right, here, this is why I added it to the menu to make it quicker to run. Start. No, the user preference has been set. It's quite likely that I've got a connectivity problem to my link server. My user preference is set to notify me with link. You're right. One option I've got here is to go ahead and just change my preferences so that I no longer have to depend on link. However, I don't want to get bogged down in this. I'm going to switch to email just because. All right. Let's run this one more time. I don't remember if I terminated. Yep, this is already running. I have to terminate the broken instance first. Here we go. Terminate. Thank you. And one, two, three. Hopefully, now I'm going to get an email message instead of it, and we do have a workflow that is in progress. All right, let's watch it unfold. It is indeed running. And right now we're waiting for permission from my manager. I can actually modify. Oh, here's a message about something not approving itself. Here's a response that's required. Let me click here to respond to the task. And I should see a nice friendly Nintex form that was created. There's approve. There's the metadata about the request. I'm totally okay with all of this. And away. And there's my email saying, I got two in rapid succession. One said that it was approved. The other one said that the previous instance failed. Let me go in here. Annual leave request was received, and the approved part should be along in just a moment. All right, that was Nintex workflow in action, and you saw me build a complete workflow in roughly 15 minutes, give or take a few moments to deal with network craziness. That's the value prop of Nintex workflow. There's a lot in the box beyond what I just did, but the idea is you can, anyone in this room, can build an Nintex workflow. And we never left SharePoint to do it. We never left a browser to do it. We never needed a lot of technical prowess in order to get things done because we guided you through the whole thing. And the user participating in this worked in the place they're used to. So with all of that done, let's get this particular demo out of the way. Yep, there it is. Annual leave request was approved. Good. I like it when a plan comes together. Now, with that said, that's workflow for everyone. IT really had no extra administrative responsibilities because what we generated was a SharePoint workflow for SharePoint's workflow host to run. Scaling, use SharePoint rules. Load balancing, SharePoint rules. Capacity planning, everything else, security, it's all SharePoint. We add features to SharePoint to make its own workflow more powerful. Our forms are ASP.NET forms. We generate them from an ASP.NET page that's embedded into SharePoint. And by doing all of this, you get a complete SharePoint-centric way of doing a whole lot more than you would normally be able to do, or in a lot less time, or both. Now, one of the questions I know that you're probably asking is, SharePoint's workflow story improves in 2013. Some of the things that you guys have done for a long time, the out-of-the-box stuff is finally doing. I'm going to answer that question very quickly in a semi-graphical fashion. This is non-exhaustive, but it's a list. It's not about features. It's about making workflow available to everyone. But if you want to talk features for a minute, this is a non-exhaustive list. There are many more things, but this is what we came up with 5 minutes of brainstorming, of things we add to the SharePoint workflow story. If you look at what was done in 2013, that's the stuff that is now built into the platform, the stuff that went dark. And if you look at the stuff that was subsumed by the base platform, let's take a quick peek. Drag and drop and configure and draw at the same time. Okay, that's true, but you have to buy Visio for that. Loops and for each iterations and state machines, we love the fact that the platform supports that. We don't have to do that extra work anymore. We can give you a better way to design it, but we don't have to add plumbing to SharePoint to make that work. This is nothing but a very, very, very happy thing for us. And all those other things that we still provide, well, how about we take a look. Let me flip back over here. How about we take a look at some of the things that you can do with Nintex Workflow that's really hard to do with SharePoint out of the box? How about this one? This is a help desk scenario in which there are a couple of different options we offer for finding an expert to assign to a case. This one is kind of fun because it's designed to get a list of experts on a subject. It can consult a SharePoint list or the user profile store. We then go ahead and calculate the window, the earliest possible date, time, and latest based on our SLA with the customer. In other words, we'll respond within X number of hours. And then we look in your exchange calendars at all the experts and see who's got any time slots available during the time that the SLA covers. Once we know that, we email the user and ask them to choose which time is best for them. At that point, we go back and figure out exactly which users have that exact time slot open, pick the one who's the least busy, and somewhere around here, there, report that information back to the master workflow that called this as a subroutine so that it can go ahead and schedule everything appropriately. All that interoperability with Exchange calendars and with the user profile store and all that, that means something. And the fact that it's just a drag and drop component is a good, good thing. How about this workflow? This workflow is all about creating contracts. In this case, a vendor service agreement, and it's making use of user input and Word services in order to do document assembly by replacing elements and content controls with boilerplate text based on user choices and user input. In fact, it even generates signable PDFs. Oh, thank you. Here are site collection request approvals. So for example, we've got a drag and drop component that instantly creates a new site collection so you don't have to turn on self-service and allow chaos to reign supreme. You can run an approval for a new site collection through the right people and decide that it's okay to get this done. In which case, we'll provision it correctly, add the right template correctly, optionally add new stuff to it, and then tell everybody that it now exists. That's stuff that's really, really hard to do otherwise. Back to the slides for a moment. Now, when we talk about what's new, There's a theme that we're using. In fact, if you visit our booth, and I strongly suggest you do, because if you've got specific questions, I'm at our booth for the next 2 days, as are others. We love answering questions. This is our booth motto for this conference, and it is certainly our theme for what we're doing in this wave. It's all about mobile and social and cloud and giving you something right now. Let's start with mobile. When we talk about mobile, our forms can be provided to mobile devices in mobile browsers, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But you know what I would like a whole lot more than that? What I would like a whole lot more than that is to be able to come over here to my iPhone. We're doing this for iOS, we're doing this for Windows 8, and get a look at all the possible forms and processes I can launch and be able to fill those out. Let's really, really hope the internet kicks in and doesn't fail on me. I still see a 4G signal. Okay, this could be slow, but in a moment I should see a form that I'm able to fill out. And so the problem is network suboptimal. Does it present a safety issue? Why not? Urgency, very high. Description, you know. And yeah, fix it right now. Submit that thing. Submit like the wind, I say. Form submitted. And in a few moments, I should see this pop up in this list, because in this particular one, I have the workflow giving me all the cases that I submit, which is really not a fun way to get it done. But what the heck? In a moment, I should see it kick in. And while we wait for it to kick in, I will log on to this Microsoft Surface device. Hey, good, it's there. I love it when a plan comes together. And there's more stuff coming there too. This is a prototype. It's a darn fine prototype, but a prototype all the same. Now here is the same kind of application done for preset 2. There we go. This is the same thing being done in a Microsoft Surface device. Same kind of deal. In fact, if I go ahead and refresh this, I should see all of the requests I just made. In fact, we can do this one better, because if we're doing this, come on, come on, come on, please don't kick it. Okay, nope. We knew this was likely to happen, and it just did. But let's try one more time. I'll switch over to a session of my smart client in a moment. But there are enough forms here that I can pull a couple of little tricks. While I wait for it to load, just in case, I'll get over here and write. Nope. Okay. It's just not happening, friends. But that's all right. Is that task list stored in SharePoint? Yes, actually, it's an amalgam of all of your Nintex workflow tasks being kept inside of SharePoint. So let's come back over here. And this is the same kind of thing, although obviously I'm doing this on my desktop. But you saw it work for Reels on a tablet device. So it works on Windows RT, works on Windows 8, works on iPhone, works on iPad, Windows Phone 8 coming soon. The SDK only came out last week. So all of that said, here are some of the things we're able to do. So check this out. Semantic Zoom, of course we can do that. Here are all your finance, IT, and human resources processes you can start. Over here under tasks, and again, Semantic Zoom, when were these tasks assigned, or what level of urgency? You get a couple of different choices. This is not a stunt app. This is a real app that will show you what you can start, what you have to do, and where's your stuff, the processes you began, what's happening with it. It's all just there. That's what we mean by mobile. Oh, the browser stuff, we still care about that. That's cool. I just couldn't demo it for you because the connection was, again, as we say in the business, suboptimal. But we aren't kidding. We aren't fooling around. It's the real deal. And that'll come as part of Nintex Forms, I believe the first quarter of next year is the target for that. But if you have Nintex Forms, you will get this. Now, here's what I want to talk about next. I want to talk about cloud. No, I want to talk about social. What am I saying? I really should read my own slides before switching over to the next thing. Okay, let's talk about social. This is going to be fun. You guys heard of Yammer? Okay, good. We've heard of Yammer too. And just in case my workflows don't work, I ran these earlier so that I can show you what happened. How about, well, imagine this. What if you went into a Yammer group and said, does anyone know anything about graphics? And what about if a workflow then suddenly a few moments later said, known experts about graphics are Mike Fitzmaurice and Eden Stafford. In other words, social is not just about instant collaboration. I mean, that is cool, but social involves reputation. Social involves expertise. Social involves context. SharePoint's really good at that kind of stuff, and SharePoint and Yammer working together are very, very nice. Well, plus, if people work in Yammer a lot and work in a collab lab, we believe workflow should be able to work in there so that if you're, this is the context that you're thinking of, we're happy to do that. Now, I'm going to show you three Yammer workflows. This is the first one, and I'll show you where it is in the Yammer stream in a moment. But this starts out with an invitation to ask people, I need some comments on the following document. I want to crowdsource the review of this document. So I send this out, and I pause for a certain period of time, and then I go back and get all the replies that were provided, and then I stuff that into a property on the document itself. And what does that look like? It looks kind of like this. I need some comments on the following document. Can you either open and add comments or post them here, yada, yada, yada. Here are the responses. And we're all good. We go back to that document. They're embedded now. Here's the workflow that was responsible for scanning for messages that were looking for experts. What it does is it looks at each one of them, queries the SharePoint user profile store, brings back, using search, brings back a list of experts, and then puts the list of experts right back into the Twitter or the Yammer group where the question originated. So there's some of your social stuff here. And we're not just talking about Yammer. We do things with Twitter. We do things with Facebook. We'll probably do something with Google+. We do things with WordPress blogs and so on and so forth. We are all over the place with this kind of stuff. We also have this. Well, you know something, when we start talking about provisioning and administration, I think I'm going to save that for the cloud section. So let me come back here and tell you essentially what the theme is in terms of what Nintex thinks is going on social-wise. Social and workflow work really well together. Our goal, as we feel it, is to see to it that you are able to participate in processes and discover processes that need to happen inside of the social channels where people actually work. We obviously care about Yammer. We obviously care about SharePoint's native social computing facilities. We aren't limited to that, but they're going to get the lion's share of our attention for some time. Now, let's move on to cloud. When we talk about cloud, well, again, I like to do examples. I'll come back and summarize what we mean by cloud in a minute. But let's start talking about what Nintex workflow can do with the cloud. First off, this is an employee onboarding workflow. I know you can't read it, neither can I. It's okay. I zoomed out so that you can see most of the whole thing. In fact, I'll zoom out just a little bit more. Yeah, that'll be enough. This calculates a unique Active Directory ID and then creates an Active Directory account. This goes ahead and then adds the user based on their new manager to one of several different groups. This provisions an exchange mailbox. This enables link privileges. This creates a My Site and then updates their user profile. And then at the end, assuming everything worked well, it waits until their start date, emails that morning their temporary logon details to their manager, and then it schedules a review to take place 90 days down the road and kicks off a workflow to manage that process. Now, all this is good, and again, this is another big, big value out of the myriad things that Nintex Workflow adds to SharePoint, but here's the part I like the best. And while I see this icon live, I'm going to seize it and use it. There are more than 100 activities right there on the side. There are nearly 100 more here. This is a catalog of available cloud services that can be dragged and dropped into workflows as ready-to-use components. And if it takes, nope, drop the network connection. That's all right. Before I had already done this. Yammer create new account. That ought to be part of enabling real-time communications. And all I really need to do, since I've just created a mailbox for this guy, is indicate who it is that's in charge of authorizing Yammer access and the new user's email. That's it. It's part of the process. We're all good to go. So provisioning with Yammer, not a problem. It's managing, creating groups, adding users to groups, doing all that good stuff. It's not just about interacting on a day-to-day basis. We could administer that stuff at the same time. That repertoire of available cloud services, it's big. And we can do a lot of things with it. Now, when we also talk about cloud, where was I? How about? Oh, right. Here's some good ones. So here inside of a finance site, there are requests for unbudgeted expenses. We have a process that is defined for handling those. This one, in fact, uses stages in order to determine who's supposed to do the approving. We walk up the management chain, starting with the current user's manager, and keep going until we find somebody with an approval limit that's high enough. And this involves checking to see who the next approver is, asking for approval. If it's approved, did they have a high enough threshold set so that they can approve that amount? If not, we go back and find the next approver in the chain. Look, this is all really good. The part I care about the most is right up here at the beginning. There are lots of currencies out there. We need to make sure that what we're coming back with is normalized because we're not we say this person is allowed to approve $5,000, this one's allowed to approve 50. We're probably not going to do that in every conceivable currency. We're probably going to use one baseline currency, probably whatever is used at the head office. Well, fine. We're going to stick in the amount, the currency, and get back the amount converted to US dollars. Now, there are many, many ways to get that done, most of which involve pain. I've got me a little workflow here called convert to US dollars. And how does it work? It works by calling a cloud service from a company called StrikeIron. They deal with all the conversions. They'll give me back the exchange rate. They'll give me back the amount in the target currency. And they'll keep this current down to the wire. In fact, I can even ask for what the exchanged value was on a specific date. And they'll figure that out for me, which comes in really handy. So, not only did I do that, somebody that understands exactly how this web service works wrapped that in a workflow that I can just use as a cute little drag and drop component. A little activity here that we like to call convert to US dollars, convert or drag, drop, fill in, and away you go. Not especially painful at all handled with a cloud service wrapped up in a reusable component that didn't require a single line of code. That's another fine use of cloud technology. Here's yet another one. Approval state. This is a workflow for approving a press release. The main thing is at the end, it's also based on stages. The main thing is at the end, to publish it, it's putting the press release out on the company's external facing website. And there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, there's plenty right with that. It's just not enough. Anyone that's ever issued a press release for Reels knows that you usually give it to a PR agency who puts it on a newswire and does proactive call-outs to make sure people know that thing is coming, and then follows up to schedule interviews with interested parties, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. PR people are really good for this kind of thing. So I don't want just the ability to send out a notification message. I want to make sure that this goes to my PR people. I don't let them log into my corporate network. They're nice people. However, they aren't employees. They do, however, live in the cloud. So they have an Office 365 site where I can drop something. And in fact, again, that this is glowing orange, so I might have a fleeting connection to the internet. And if this materializes, I'll show you some. Nope, okay, never mind. I shouldn't even try anymore. Here's the deal. We have connectivity to Office 365. We have connectivity to SkyDrive. We have connectivity to Dropbox and Box and Google Drive, and we're adding other stuff too. We think SharePoint's the center of the universe, but occasionally you work with people that haven't seen that light. So either gather the content from those places or push content to those places when you're collaborating with people that live out there. It's not that hard. And in fact, we make it as easy as drag and drop. We even handle the authentication and the loosely coupled events details and all that kind of fun stuff. In fact, here's how we think about the cloud. There's stuff living out there. Notably, SharePoint lives in the cloud. No matter what, the cloud connects everything. So you've got on-premise SharePoint stuff. You've got online SharePoint stuff living out there in cloud land. Office 365 and on-premise, but they're all connected. What else is out there? Fair number of other services from other places. What else is out there? Social media facilities like Yammer and Facebook and Twitter, WordPress and other things. There's also utility services, language translation services, SMS services, IP validation services, all kinds of fun things. Currency conversion, like I was using that example. What else is out there? Us. We have services that execute workflow activities in the cloud. We have services that publish forms in the cloud for pickup by people that are not internal employees or disconnected users. The thing is, for us, the cloud represents a bunch of stuff that needs to get connected. And we just so happen to have middleware that lives in the cloud. We call it Nintex Live, but no one actually uses Nintex Live all by itself. It's there to make Nintex Workflow and Nintex Forms better by giving Nintex Forms another place to be published other than just SharePoint, and by giving Workflow access to a whole bunch of great, great stuff. In fact, the magic phrase I would like you to entertain is cloud service bus. We've been invested in cloud technology for more than 2 years now. The cloud is the connectivity conduit for getting from anything to anything, and we make everything out there as easy as a drag and drop. So now, we've talked about mobile, we've talked about social, we've talked about cloud. Let's talk about now. You might have seen, has anyone seen or experimented with the platform preview we put up in the SharePoint App Store back in July? A few of you. This is going to be the riskiest thing I do. I'm going to try to run that thing. But again, the odds are not good. But where would we be if we didn't try? We have to try. So let's go here to Documents. Let's come here to Page. It's working on it, and that's never a good sign. Now, Trey, I don't think that's going to help. All right. I'll tell you what. The secret here is if I go ahead and activate, nope. Oh, that's not good. If I go ahead, that's all right. Every presentation being done at this event has probably got crazy moments like this involved in it, or at least many of them do. Yes, that's got to be it. Okay, nope, we're still working on it. Okay, the deal is the design surface in the cloud looks exactly like, very, 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 very close to the design surface on-premise. The difference is it embeds very nicely in Office 365. It can even embed nicely on-premise, but we've got better ways of handling that. That's really all I was going to do there is show that to you. You've already seen plenty of examples with Nintex Workflow 2013 already. I've been doing them since the start of this. I haven't done any demos on 2010 at all, although virtually everything you've seen also works in 2010, and some of it works in 2007. In fact, let me explain exactly what's coming and exactly how it's coming. This is a chart of what we've got. Allow me to explain. What you've been seeing so far is Nintex Workflow 2013 version 1.0. This will go on sale next month. Nintex Workflow 2013 version 2.0 will come along in the first half of next year. I'll talk about the differences in just a few moments. What I was trying to show you a moment ago was something called the Nintex Workflow Online Preview. We're rebranding it. It was called the Platform Preview. It was called the Nintex Workflow Platform Preview for Office 365 Preview or something like that. Really long name, but it was mainly defined by legal people for CYA purposes. Now, that's fine. That was during the beta period or the preview period. As we go into live launch time, we are still offering that an updated version of that. A few things have been done to it recently to enhance it, and it's called the Nintex Workflow Online Preview. We are enhancing that in rapid cycles. We're making changes to it on internet time, and at a certain point when it reaches critical mass, we'll start asking people to pay for it. But in online preview time, there's no support, but there's no money that has to change hands. So that's what's happening with Nintex Workflow Online. That will be available in Office 365. Optimized for that, it'll in theory work on any cloud-hosted SharePoint instance. Nintex Forms 2013 version will be available, I believe the target is January. And there will be a follow-on version around the time of version 2.0 of Nintex Workflow 2013 called Nintex Forms Online, possibly even sooner than that. But by the time we start charging for this, we'll start offering this in some form. Again, this will be optimized for the Office 365 experience. Project Server, our add-on product for Nintex Workflow to make it work happily with Project Server, probably February or so is the target date for that being available. And the 2.0 version will follow on at some point after Nintex Workflow 2013. Now, what's the difference between version 1.0 and version 2.0? Here's the big difference. You've got a matrix of possibilities here. You've got on-premise, you've got online. You have the app model where you fully trust the code. You've got the new cloud app model where you trust nothing. Or you set up contracts, but the code always lives somewhere else. There are two different workflow engines now. Online, it's all based on the new workflow manager and the cloud app model, and in fact, the UI is all HTML5. On-premise, certainly in version 1.0, it's trusted code and it works against the classic workflow host. The goal here is, some of you want to upgrade to SharePoint 2013 right away. Show of hands. I know it's a short list, but it's there. The early adopters want to move right away. And the last thing you want to do in your life is change everything at once. You don't want to change jobs, get married, and move in the same week, do you? Okay. Upgrading SharePoint will be challenging enough. I'm sure someone's done it. Probably you, given how boisterously you're laughing. But what we're doing is giving you a version that works seamlessly in 2013 that's completely backward compatible with Nintex Workflow 2010. The cloud, the social, the mobile features will all work with it, And in terms of it's optimized, in fact, it's designed for on-premise deployments, and we're releasing it as quickly as possible for upgrade scenarios. So we're not changing the architecture underneath it because we don't want to disrupt what is going to be a hard enough process anyway. We start delivering that next month. If you are a Nintex partner, you actually can get a pre-release copy of it next week. So that's thing number one. Thing number two, at version 2.0 of Nintex Workflow 2013 is based on the new Workflow Manager. The user interface is HTML5 based. The whole thing is based on taking advantage of the new model, and we reserve the right to innovate even more on top of that. But we're obviously taking advantage of the new platform as it unfolds, but we think doing this in a two-stage approach gives you the ability to upgrade without pain, and it gives us time to work on possibly the most annoying, gnarly part of the transition to the new workflow model, which is giving our customers and partners a way to at least partially help them take a workflow that was built for the old model and make it go into the new model. Microsoft is not even trying to do this. They just say, leave the old workflows where they are. And in fact, if you want to do that, we're totally happy with that. Version 2.0 will have a way to open an old-style workflow. This is the target, and we're not finished working on it yet, so it could change. But in good faith, we are trying very hard to be able to open an old-school workflow, point out where, look, whatever you did here, there is no equivalent to this in the new regime, so you're going to have to reconfigure it. In other words, we'll help you, we'll assist you. We can't do it automatically, but we'll certainly give you a way to do it for yourself that isn't just rewrite the whole thing. So open it, reconfigure some stuff, publish it to the new model, party on. That is the plan. Stay tuned, monitor nintex.com, I'll do some blogging on it. We'll tell you how we're doing on that front, but that is the goal. So compatible tech today, new tech tomorrow. It all works on SharePoint 2013. And the online version, you start getting it in preview mode within about a week. It's going through the approval process right now. But it is the cloud app model, the workflow manager, and HTML5, and you can add it as an app to any SharePoint site. So, we're coming right up on the 1 hour mark, at which point I've got 15 minutes for Q&A. The action items coming out of this, Nintex Workflow 2013 1.0, pre-release copies for partners next week, and it goes on sale next month. Social and cloud stuff, you can actually have that today. The social computing stuff, we just add that to Nintex Live, so any Nintex customer with software assurance has access to Nintex Live and can therefore connect to all of our Yammer stuff, all of our cloud computing facilities. That's all there, and you can have it now, and we keep adding things to that every month. And the social at this point is part of the cloud story, and with the arrival of version 2.0, we'll start doing things that are tightly coupled to new service applications that are part of the SharePoint value prop. Mobile apps, that's licensed as a part of Nintex Forms, so when the next version of Nintex Forms ships, around that time or a little bit after that is when the mobile clients will be available to those customers. And for more information, keep checking nintex.com. And with that, I'd like to say thank you. Please fill out your evaluations. Among other things, you can do that. Well, you might not be able to do that in this room, but you'll be able to do it. And thank you very much for your time. And now I would be absolutely happy to take questions for the next 15 minutes. Does anyone have any? Yes. The question the gentleman asks is, what are we doing with reusable workflow templates in version 2013? Reusable workflow templates still exist in 2013. In general, what they don't have available is the ability to reuse a workflow against a content type. Is that okay? That's something that happened at the engine level. There actually is absolutely no way to register a workflow for a content type, even if you code it in Visual Studio. There really isn't. We will try to work out a management way to solve the problem by allowing the orchestrated copying and updates of workflows to different places where you've registered a content type. That's the goal at the moment. Again, I can tell you what our R&D guys are thinking of. I can't tell you exactly what we're going to ship, but that is one way to solve part of it. It doesn't solve the I've got multiple content types in the same list or document library problem. If we can give you a way to help you with that, we will, but it looks like it may have to involve orchestrated copying of a workflow model as opposed to just registering it in one place and letting it inherit. That's not a Nintex problem, it's a Microsoft problem, but again, we'll try to give you a way to make it not hurt. Yes, sir? Oh, the gentleman's asking about licensing requirements for upgrading from 2010 to 2013. Sir, if you've got software assurance, you can upgrade to 2013 anytime you want. Doesn't cost you anything in terms of licensing fees. It's not a new Nintex Workflow 2013 1.0 is not a new product. What we're doing with 2.0, both online and on-premise, is still something we're working on, but we actually want to do the nicest possible thing possible. That's probably the best answer I can give at this point. And we'll tell you if you are a Nintex customer or an Nintex partner, we will push proactively as much information out towards you as soon as we possibly can. If you aren't, check our website. We will make announcements on that as soon as those decisions are finalized. Part of it is we want to rationalize what we're doing on-premise with what we're doing online. And obviously online, we're not going to charge based on web front end server. There is no such construct. So we need to make a way for, if you want to use the new tech on-premise or online, we want it to be pretty much an equivalent experience in terms of how much money you give us. So coming up with a good balancing act is about right. As soon as we come up with something that we like, we will let you know. Yes, sir. Do we work with NewsGator? Actually, yes, we do work with NewsGator from time to time. Are we working with them as a company, or do we have built-in components for talking? Other than calling web services or inserting things into SharePoint list items that they can monitor and work with, that's the current interoperability story. We haven't done anything more than that. But as things shape up and we see what they're doing for 2013, nothing is off the table. We actually very proactively, very aggressively try to connect to more things. But I'm not going to promise a schedule or a specific set of deliverables now, but that seems like an awfully interesting thing to do. Yes? Let me see if I can repeat that. I didn't hear you very well, but I think you were asking if there's a way to iterate through attachments without knowing how many there are. Good question. I'll need to check, but I don't know the answer to that off the top of my head. But if you come see me at the booth later or tomorrow or Thursday, we'll work it out and figure it out. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. The gentleman's question is, in version 1.0, which will obviously still use the timer service, but in version 2.0, which works with the new workflow manager, is our dependency on the timer service going away? By definition, yes. We don't need it because the new workflow manager, which is essentially a specialized build of the App Fabric workflow host. has its own timer facility for executing things at particular points in time. That's one of those apples to oranges things where the way it worked in 1.0 and the way it works in 2.0 just won't be the same. This is one of those reasons. So we won't be dependent on the SharePoint timer service. There obviously is something that does the same thing, but it's part of the workflow manager. Yes, sir. The gentleman's question is, will our online version have standard and enterprise and forms as separate things? Too early to say. I will say that we'll probably follow a model similar to what SharePoint itself does, but expect to see forms and workflow be separate things. That's not even controversial. Standard versus enterprise, even Microsoft doesn't do it that way anymore. So. Depending, I can't answer that question yet. I don't think we've made some final decisions, but I doubt it'll be a pure standard versus enterprise kind of thing. It'll be more in line with the way people think about using things in the cloud. We need a better way than per web front end server, and we probably need a better way to tier it than standard versus enterprise. Yes? Her question was, workflows in 2010 when you're migrating to 2013, is there anything you have to watch out for? The main thing that you have to watch out for is that the default in 2013 is claims. If you're not using claims today, you're probably going to need to work through a transition to claims. You might even want to do that first on 2010 before moving people over to 2013. If you're doing that, if the workflow has got embedded credentials registered inside of it, as opposed to being stored in constants, but even that, the identity of the person who started the workflow is stored by SharePoint in workflow state. So you do have to restart your workflows. It's not because of 2010 to 2013, it's because if you're making a change between normal or direct Active Directory authentication to claims, the nature of the identity changes. It's effectively a different person. And there are some migration tools, but they don't affect what's embedded inside of workflow state. It's an issue with the way SharePoint stores in process state. So the long and the short of that is, when you make a change to claims, you need to restart workflows so that they pick up the new identities. You don't have to republish anything, you just have to restart them. Yes, sir? We are working with Metalogix, we are working with Acceler, we're working with AvPoint, we're working with Quest, we're working with Idira, we're working with everybody to make sure that there is a happy way to move more stuff. So we will, in fact, give them APIs that help them. In fact, it's probably better for us to do that than to do too much of that work ourselves. They're better at it. We will support by ourselves lock, stock, and barrel upgrades of the entire environment. In other words, in-place upgrades and database detach, attach type things where you're doing all of it at once. We'll do that ourselves. But most people want to do much more compartmentalized piecemeal migrations, and that's what those guys are perfect for. Yes, sir? Will we be supporting actions for CRM online? It's not a question of whether, it's a question of when. Yes, sir? The gentleman's question is, if you deploy Nintex workflow, is there any value in continuing to use SharePoint Designer? Okay, they answered that question for me. I'll modify that. SharePoint Designer is not just for workflow. So, but if you're using Designer only for workflow, our design goal for a very long time is to do at least what SharePoint Designer does and considerably more than that. In fact, to do as much as Visual Studio can do without having to write code is really our target. So, and then adding a management and governance layer and all that other good stuff and a whole bunch of components. So if that's our bar, no, you, I would probably say, if you've got an in-text workflow, using SharePoint Designer for workflows, I mean, you can do it, but yeah. Yes, sir. Will there be any improvements to the reporting side of workflows in our roadmap? Improving, that's part of our manageability story, yes. You will see that evolve. Exactly when it will surface, probably not going to commit to that right now, but yes. On our list of the many things that we're going to do is give you more stuff to work with in terms of analyzing processes. Yes, sir. Combining all workflows and what again, I'm sorry? Oh, okay. A centralized workflow repository and centralized forms repository and so on. I think that's a great idea. It's not in version 1.0, but it's definitely a great idea. Yes, sir. I take it you're an in-text partner? Okay, so yeah, when you download that, you can export it. If you're going to put that on a separate farm or a separate server or something, yes, export a workflow out of 2010, import it into 2013. Assuming that you didn't embed credentials in it, assuming that the names of all the fields and lists and sites that you reference in your workflow are identical, yeah, it's going to work. In fact, I built this demo environment by doing exactly that. And yes, in some cases, I changed some stuff. So yes, I had to redo some of my work, but by no means all of it. In fact, most of it I was able to leave intact. Great. All right. Oh, one more. Go ahead. Is the client app extensible? I don't think that's on the radar yet, but I do believe the APIs used by the client will offer to partners to build their own custom clients that go far beyond it. Ours will always be general purpose for any kind of workflow solution. If you want to build a specific one for a specific workflow solution, that client's talking to web services that facilitate it. We'll publish the web services on our SDK. Right. The gentleman's question is, what if I want to look at other people's workflows or things like that? Well, that would involve some permission-related stuff, obviously. But if you want to spend some time leveraging our web services to do things beyond what we do with them, not only do we not mind that, we encourage that. It's probably the way I'm going to answer that. Yeah, I think there has to be a whole management layer in order to offer looking at other people's workflows, because you have to figure out, have you been authorized to do that? That involves an extra access control list mechanism. It's certainly out of scope for the mobile clients working against 2010 and probably 2013 version 1. The mobile client will work against, when it ships, it'll work against 2010, it'll work against 2013. Great. Okay. Will the new version have any improvements working against multiple site collections? Well, it already can do some of that, but will we go beyond that? That's a really good question. Version 1.0 will do exactly what what the 2010 version does. Version 2.0, we really need to take a good look at what the engine, we've already taken a good look at what the engine permits. The thing about the way the new workflow host works, the new workflow manager, is you effectively have to authorize a lot of things to behave. So There are certain blanket authorizations that can be granted. IT usually has a problem with most of those. But there, for example, Exchange Server gets a big authorization to get at all of SharePoint in order to do things like site mailboxes and so on. Workflows are usually set up to be trusted by one site at a time. That doesn't mean the engine can't be made to work in other ways. If you know how to talk to it properly, we have a long history of talking to the engine and asking it to do things that aren't in the box in SharePoint. One of the things that's definitely a target is to have a workflow that spans multiple site collections. Whether it'll be any easier, it's hard to say. I can almost promise you it'll be different because SharePoint 2013 works differently. We'll try to make it better as we make it different. Right? Oh, one more question. Yes. You're talking about offline capturing data and then submitting that? Actually, the mobile clients, a goal is to make them work offline. Whether the first release of them will work that way is a little hard to say, but we will keep evolving them, and providing offline store and forward is a goal. Great. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate it.